orbitofrontal cortex 2022. Back in the day, we actually made up all our, we tasted through all the wines of the new vintage, normally around August, and then we would select the best barrels, the ones that we think has got the most character and shows that vintage the best. Doesn't matter the variety, doesn't matter the area. And we would take those wines and make a blend, orbitofrontal cortex. I'll now get to the reason why it's called that. But we've changed our approach slightly I think it changed around 2020, 21, where we decided, no, let's first make all the blends. So basically we make, let's say, 25 different white wines. We make a total of more than 50 wines in a year. Then we would taste through the wines, make up all the other white blends. Once we get to a barrel, that's interesting. So we basically went down to individual barrels, not batches. If we get to a barrel that's interesting, that's different, that's got specific characteristics that we like, we think is kind of the stuff we like for orbitofrontal, we just mark those barrels. And at the very end, we take all those barrels, we chuck them together. Most of the times they just work. Sometimes we'll blend it a little bit. Let's say if there's too much Viognier in the wine and we taste the Viognier, we'll make that a little bit less on that final blend. But yes, in it's a wine that does not show area. It's from everywhere. It's vineyards up to 12 different vineyards. It's a super complex wine. Normally, like I know the 2021, it was driven by Verdello and Claret Blanche. This year it's not Claret. This year, the 2022, is more driven by Grenache Blanc. So when I say driven by Grenache Blanc, it's not huge amounts. It's maybe 30%. No, not even 30%. Maybe like 15%. So there's, as you can gather, I'm not sure exactly what's in the wine at the moment. I think there's like more than 10 different vineyards. There's more than 10 different varieties. I try not to remember what's in the wine, because the idea is that next year I'll be objective on what we do, and I won't, and it doesn't become a recipe. I don't want the wine to be a recipe. It needs to be very original every year. The wine is in a tall, slim bottle because it's a tall, slim wine. It's not a short, fat wine. And then what is else? Okay, so the story behind Orbitofrontal Cortex. 2015, I was sitting on a plane. I was flying to Joburg. And there was a guy next to me, and he is a brain doctor. He's not a brain doctor. He was into marketing. His business partner is a brain doctor. So basically, they formed this company called Neural Sense, where they tap into your subconscious and they monitor the stuff that you have no control over. So then I said to the guy, listen, I make wine. Let's do something. He came to the cellar. He drank a lot of wine. And then we worked out this super clever plan where we're going to now put me on machines, tap into my subconscious, measure the arousement levels on my skin, my heart rate, blood oxygen levels, and they're going to serve me my own wine from barrel. So different components sitting in barrel, finished wine, but not yet in a blend, not bottled. They would then tap into my subconscious, see what I like and what my subconscious does not like, and then they'll analyze that with maths, and then at the end, they will work out what the best wine blend according to my subconscious. Those guys came back like after a couple of months with their top wine. But in the meantime, we said, listen, let's have a control. So me and my previous assistant, Julia, we sat in the cellar and we said, okay, when these guys come back with a final blend, we have to have a control, like a counter to what they did. So we picked the batches we liked the most for that year, the stuff that we knew was better or that we liked more. And then with our conscience mind, we basically worked out a blend and made a trial blend, percentages of what we aim as the best wine in the cellar. So when they came back, the two wines were totally different. Their wine had 5 vineyards in, our one had 6 vineyards in. There was only 1 vineyard in both. So the wines, their wine was like a short, fat wine. Our wine was, like I said, a tall, slim wine. So that we called their wine limbic. It's the part of your brain that you have no control over, your emotion. We bottled in a short fat bottle, and then Orbito Frontal Cortex. This was a tall, slim wine. We put it in a tall, slim bottle. The part of your brain that you control, your thoughts, if you want to call it that, is your Orbito Frontal Cortex. So so we called it the Orbito Frontal Cortex. Limbic we will not make again. It's a complex wine, it's expensive to do, it's just a lot of work. But Orbito Frontal Cortex is something that's doable to make every year. So to keep the story alive, we bottle Orbito Frontal Cortex every year, and it's never the same. Every year is different, and it's there to showcase the vintage.